The general fund is balanced. Each of the enterprise funds are having positive cash flow at this point. The one exception is the, I say Mountain View Manor, but it's the full facility. When we look at that, it's still in a position where the general fund has had to input money into their budget, particularly assisted living, to try to help them balance out.
And pay off their construction debt.
Yes, exactly.
Mountain View Manor has been improving in terms of filling up its facilities, so the assisted living, the new wing, and so on. And the city had been subsidizing the facility to the tune of about $200,000 to, I think, up to $400,000 a year, including operational funds as well as debt funding. And typically it was around $200,000 for the debt funding. Now that some of that I know is being collected through property tax, so how much is the general fund subsidizing Mountain View Manor at this point?
Right now it's $100,000, and we'll see. I mean, it's one of those things that's close. A lot depends on how well their occupancy goes for next year. But the staff up there has been doing a great job. We're finally getting to a point where actually we have a waiting list on the assisted living side, and we're able to keep those units full, and that's a big revenue source. So if, in fact, we can keep that up, you know, it opens up the door potentially to maybe – increasing the number of assisted living apartments if that trend continues.
Would you call it, as far as city services, would you call it status quo? Are you looking at any major changes or any cuts to personnel at all?
No cuts to personnel and pretty much a status quo budget. The expenditure side on the general fund is up about 3.09%, primarily through, $100,000 that we're sending to assisted living. Actually, the fish tax has an impact on that because it's up.
The tax collected by landings in town.
And then goes out, so it shows up as an expenditure, and it's about $50,000 more than we sent to the harbor than last year. So when you add those things in and then the planned personnel increases with salaries that were part of the union contract, it's pretty much a flat budget other than those items.
So how did you manage that with your department heads? With as everyone knows, costs, inflation, and so on do increase each year, especially for cities that have to meet certain requirements, fixed costs, and so on. So how did you go about doing that?
Well, we did it in a couple of different ways. One of the big ones, and this is it's always difficult, is our allocation of expenses from the general fund to the utility funds went up. We allocate a certain amount of expenses that are general fund expenses, and we allocate those back out to the utility funds, such as finance department, who does all the billing, portions of my salary, as is overlooking the whole thing. So we did have to up the overhead allocation of general fund expenses out to the utility funds to try to get them get the general fund expenses down so we could balance it. And in addition, we asked the department heads to go in and target areas such as travel. It was a big one to reduce some of those expenses. Use myself as an example. Instead of going to, three, AML meetings, I'm going to go to one.
Alaska Municipal League, yeah.
Yes, thank you. I'll go to the legislative meeting where we have the opportunity to talk to our legislators, but I'll not go to the others purposely.
Basically, you're charging more to the utilities, to the enterprise funds, for general fund services like administration or other services provided by the general fund to those utilities.
Exactly, Matt. And that, and that has an impact on those enterprise funds, one that we would prefer not to have to do. But the general fund is the hardest one for us to balance because, their revenue sources tend to be flat, which is property taxes and sales tax. And as you said, their expenses tend to go up. Revenue is basically flat. So we've got to, be creative in how we balance that and keep that balanced so that we don't have to get into the position of eliminating people's jobs or reducing services.
Do you have concerns about finances in the city? Do you feel like the city's in a decent position at this point?
Well, I'm going to answer that in a couple different ways because it's complicated. First of all, the city of Petersburg, and when I say that, I'm talking about the entire enterprise of the city, that's all of our utility funds and general fund, is in really good financial shape. The city has done a great job with keeping healthy reserves and has historically looked pretty hard at this budget process. Compared to a lot of other cities, finances are great. That doesn't mean that I don't see problems down the road. And that's generally a big part of my job, is to look a little longer term. And I see concerns down the road where we, you know, we had a new library and we'll have utility costs associated with that. We've got a big new fire hall that's nice, and we'll have utility costs associated with that. And so as we do those things, particularly in the general fund, we'll start running up against how much we can cut. A good example is, you know, let's take the police department, where most of their budget is personnel. It's pretty hard to cut in that area. And I really do not believe in layoffs. It not only hurts the organization, it hurts the community. These are people that, you know, buy groceries at the grocery stores and buy clothing and everything else in town. You know, if they don't have a job, they're not spending money locally, so it hurts all of us. So once we get to a certain point in the general fund in particular, if sales tax and property tax don't grow, we end up having to go down that road of cutting services or looking at services to try to make it balanced. So, again, we're in really good shape. We've got healthy reserves, but I look 2 or 3 years out and I start to worry. How do you solve that? Council's going to have, you know, we have a borough issue out there that will bring more revenue to the city if it passes. If it doesn't pass, the city council will have to look at other means to try to balance that. Mill rate, you know, could go up. Sales tax could go up. Any number of things that could be proposed to the voters to try to decide what the right mix is.
Or there could be cuts.
Yes, sir.